healthier you? It's time for Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.
Welcome to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Vallon, chiropractic physician, and with me is my co-host, Brenda B.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the show today. We're glad you joined us. We have a great show ahead of us, if I can remember any of it.
Oh, you're funny, because today's show is about brain and memory.
Right.
So, oh, you'd so love being
important
a comedian.
Show. Yes. I'm a real comedian. If you've never heard us before, again, we're Gulf Coast Nutrition Radio, and we have a store by the same name, Gulf Coast Nutrition, and that's in Palm Harbor on the corner of Alderman Road and Alternate 19.
And you can also look us up online at gulfcoastnutrition.com.
So we have a lot of great staff there, very knowledgeable, great supplements, high quality, great sales, discounts, and lab testing, which makes us rather unique. Mm-hmm. So when you come in our store, you'll see a whole section that's dedicated just to lab testing. And anything that you can get through LabCorp, you can also get through us. But we also specialize in nutritional type lab testing, which would be your hair analysis, your digestive stool analysis, your omega quant test, where you test the red blood cells, your hormone profiles, food sensitivity profiles, a lot of things like that that people don't normally see in the health food store. It's one of our things that you'll see there, as well as some of the practitioner type supplements, which is unusual for a health food store as well. But we're talking again today about brain health and memory, and we'll be giving some products away. So keep listening. That's always nice. Free products are always good.
Yes, we'll let you know the phone number and how to get those.
Now, you know, we talk a lot about brain and memory. I have some issues with that, as Dr. V very well knows. So I have some problems with my memory.
When you don't take the supplements you need to.
When I don't take things that I absolutely need to. There are some things that we'll be talking about that I can't do without. It really helps me quite a bit. But it's important because the brain's memory capacity can vary greatly from person to person. But did you know that actually at full capacity, if we used our brain at full capacity, we could memorize the entire Library of Congress times 100.
Yeah, I've seen that. There are certain people out there, and I've seen some great, I don't want to call them memory tricks, but there are some people out there that have just some fantastic memories and can go reciting things for days and days. I mean, that one gentleman that is considered somewhat autistic, but is actually very functional.
More of a savant?
Yes, and he's able to, you know, recite pi all the way down the line.
Oh,
you know.
I've seen him
on
TV.
Yes, you know, so there's an example of something that is just amazing, and we wish we could master those sort of skills in daily life, but we can't, so at least maybe there's some supplements that can help bring us up a level, you know?
I need a couple levels. But what about Mary Lou Henner? Mary Lou Henner?
Oh, you're talking about the actress who has the super autobiographical memory. Yeah, where
right.
She's
there's
able
people
to remember.
Who have that,
yeah, people who
like
can remember every.
That-
every single thing that happened to them throughout their entire life. We have these short-term memories that work for a short time, but their autobiographical memories, they work all out into their entire life as far back as they can remember, and they pick it up as instantly as we remember what we just did a minute ago.
So their brain works really well in the three different areas that have to occur for a memory to be there. You have to be able to encode it well within
yes.
the brain, right?
Right.
So it has to be able to make that impression, and then you have to store it within the brain, and then you have to retrieve it.
Yes, all those three things are very important, and it has to do with whether you just see something visually. Some people have a photographic memory. There are, for example, certain types of IQ tests, and they've given to people where you would see a block, and it's got just a red color, for example, and then they ask them what color, you know, they take the card away, pick out what color that was. Oh, it's red. And then they have a block, and it's divided green on the left, red on the right, and then they show them several blocks and say, which one was that? Oh, it's this one over here. But when you start dividing that block out into multiple colors, they even see now there are certain children when you can divide a block out and it's got, you know, maybe 256 different colors on it, and they flash it to them for a second and close it up and show them 20 different blocks, sections that have all these colors, and they can pick that one out again and tell you that's the one right there, I see it.
You know,
it's amazing how that works.
You know, there's a program that actually works similar to that. It's called Lumosity.
Yes.
Which has been promoted a lot. I actually did some of their, you know, worked on that for a little bit. I actually need to join it. I was using the trial version of it, but really helpful. They've got all these so-called games. They're not really games because they stimulate different things in your brain as far as memory and, you know, spatial and all these different things.
Recognition.
But it's a really good program.
Well, what it does is basically the concept of, you know,
exercises your brain.
Use it or lose it,
right.
You know, and if you don't use it, you're going to lose it. And those things are really helpful. It doesn't necessarily have to be that, but it can be anything out there that helps you work and helps
like
you continue to function.
Like brain puzzles.
Yes.
They have these books, Word Find and that
anything
type of thing.
Anything like that. You know, if you're just sitting in a room with the lights off and no input, I mean, it's eventually you're just going to, you know, nothing's functioning. That's the idea. I mean, you don't want to be, well, somebody just, you know, I mean, I've seen it before where they make that joke about like even you can hook up an EEG to lime jello and it'll actually have a when you jiggle it, it actually has oh, that was Dr. Upton in 1969. He was trying to make a point about things that could actually register on an EEG, and lime jello had a certain amount of current to it that registered very similar to the human brain. It was one of those
really?
Things that, yeah, that was just one of those little trivia things. But, you know, I mean, you've got this brain and it's got about 33 billion neurons in it, and we're only using a small portion of it. And it's just amazing how if we could tap into the rest of it, what we could do.
I wish I could tap into the rest of it.
Well, tell us some ways that we could improve that, Brenda.
60% of your brain is fat.
And it's necessary, though, because it is an insulator on the neurons. It covers those neurons so that the neurons can function without having cross electrical stimulation in the wrong places.
And it's not just memory, certainly. It's other situations like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and things like that, the reasons why you need to take special care of your brain.
And what are some of the ways that we can do that through nutrition, Brenda B?
Well, I mean, there's certain things that we know have been very helpful. Certainly the way you're eating is very important.
Mm-hmm.
I have to address that. And you want to get away from a lot of foods that cause inflammation in the brain. Because we're seeing now that inflammation in the gut, inflammation in other areas of the body will also transfer to inflammation in the brain, which can affect your memory,
cases,
it
yes.
can affect anxiety, depression, it can contribute to Alzheimer's. So it's important that you eat, you know, healthier. Certainly getting away, you know, I tend to favor a grain-free diet because grains are very inflammatory. Sugar is extremely inflammatory in nature, so only as a special treat. You know, certainly not something you should do every day. Eating a lot of leafy greens, lean protein, those type of things. High fat, actually, is very important. And a lot of people don't realize that fat is so important for your brain. But, you know, there's a lot of treatment now that's involved that they use what's called a ketogenic diet, which is a very high-fat diet. They use it for children who have epileptic seizures and certain diseases of the brain. So they're seeing remarkable results with a high-fat diet. And that's going to be your good fats, like your medium-chain triglycerides from coconut oil. They're seeing is very, very good. You know, don't be afraid of good fat. See, we've been preached at for years before about a low-fat diet, and it's really not that's causing problems. It's the high carbohydrate.
Yeah,
not
that's why if you're quote dieting and you're dieting properly, you shouldn't be dizzy or you shouldn't be fatigued, and you shouldn't be cutting out too much fat to the point where you're not functioning well. You want to make sure that if you are dieting, you're dieting to the point where don't starve your brain when you're dieting. That's
right, and
point.
So medium chain triglycerides from coconut oil actually passes the blood-brain barrier and fuels the brain. It's very, very good for the brain and for the neurotransmitters within the brain. Your other kind of fats from your DHA, from fish oils, are very, very good. Again, remember that the brain is 60% fat. So the studies, you know, there's so many studies on DHA and fish oils in
right.
relation
EPA
to the brain, actually.
Not, EPA is not used
and
by the
actually,
brain, but
well,
DHA
EPA,
is.
I think a little bit, but not mm-hmm. as much as DHA.
As DHA? Okay.
Right, but they've been shown just people with a higher level of fish oil and a higher level of DHA, it helps reduce depression, anxiety. It helps, it's been shown to help with kids with attention deficit and hyperactivity. It actually helps protect the brain cells from damage. It decreases brain inflammation, and that's what you want. You want to decrease brain inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking back, just taking a step back to coconut oil, they're actually using it in brain injuries now to decrease
that, yeah.
inflammation within the brain. So that's really important. So you want to take about 3,000 milligrams of omegas a day. either the fish oil or coconut oil or that type of thing. So that's very, very good to get in your within your diet.
And they make coconut oil capsules today for
Absolutely.
Those who don't like the taste. I love coconut. I actually like the liquid. They make a liquid coconut oil that you can like put into,
mm-hmm.
into
And that's
drinks.
Just a high, medium chain triglyceride oil. That's what you want.
Yeah.
So people will use that in their foods or, you know, just getting it into your body is very, very good for the brain. It's also very good for energy for the muscles. But
And Brenda B., we're going to be giving away a product coming up in the second half
Absolutely,
of the show.
Absolutely,
we'll
a brain
be letting
formula.
Right, and we'll be letting people know how to get that by giving out a phone number when we come back from our break.
And don't forget where we are. We're Gulf Coast Nutrition on the corner of Alderman Road and Alternate 19 in Palm Harbor. We're talking about brain health. And be sure and schedule your tune-up, your free tune-up, where
yes,
we actually help evaluate what you're taking, take a look at your supplements, what you're taking, if you're taking high quality, make sure we see where we can save you some money, make sure you're taking the right things for you.
And you can also check us out at gulfcoastnutrition.com on the internet. So in a minute, we'll be covering more on brain health and memory. You're listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.